We stand together in between the two Shabbatot related to Kabbalah Satorah, Yisro on the one hand, Mishpatim on the other. You know, Yisro is the more famous Kabbalah Satorah rendition, but if you look all through Yisro for Nasa Venishma, you're not going to find it. That's at the end of this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim. So, seems like an appropriate time to discuss one element of our special connection to the Torah, and on its deepest level, the way that we connect to the Torah is by learning Talmud Torah. Just to start off with one Dvar Hashkafa, before we get into the specific topic of the Shir, we know that there are three mitzvos in three Averos that we have that we must give our life for, instead of violating them. The big three, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, and Gili Arayas. The big three. Many of the Mefarshim ask, why these three? There are many other Averos that are seem serious, Shabbos, and yet we know Shabbos is pushed off for a life. But when it comes to these big three, so we say life is pushed aside and we have to give our lives for these three. So what's unique, what's representative about these three? So the Maharal Prague writes in his commentary at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Al HaTorah, V'Al Avodah, V'Al Gemilas Chasadim. The whole world stands on these three pillars, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And, says the Maharal, these three Averos are the opposite of these three mitzvos. And therefore, one has to, cannot violate these three, because then the world is undermined if one violates. How is it? Two out of three are somewhat straightforward. Avoda and Avodah Zarah, on the one hand. Chesed and Shvichas Damim, those two are opposite. Says the Maharal, what about the third? Gili Arayas and Torah? Says the Maharal, Gili Arayas is the most animalistic activity that a human being can be involved in. The most mundane, the most lowly, the most physical. Talmud Torah is the most sublime, the most elevated, the most sanctified activity that one could be involved in. So that is why one must give their life for these three. Because if I violate, there's no purpose of the world. These are the three, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, is what keeps the world going, the three pillars of the world. So therefore, I must violate and give my life for these three because I must keep the world going as well. So we have today the opportunity together to, Be'ezus Hashem, discuss one element of this mitzvah of Talmud Torah and our commitment to Talmud Torah. And that is how the topic of Oseik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah applies to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Just by way of introduction, just getting ready for the shir. So my mother told me, I said, thanks for the opener, Mom. She says that she reminded me of a story, which I never knew. When I was a baby, my mother was a Yom Kippur, and my mother wanted to go to Ne'ilah, and my sister was asked to babysit for me. You know, my mother said, I'm going to Ne'ilah, you have to babysit for me. And the next day, my sister went to school. She was very upset. All of her friends, where were you? You aren't in shul for Ne'ilah. What's happening? So she came home very upset. So she came home to my mother. My mother says, Oseik B'mitzvah. Oseik B'mitzvah. Don't worry about it. So she went and she defended herself the next day. So, Baruch Hashem, that's how we get into the segue into today's topic of Oseik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. Okay. So the source of this topic is the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. Says the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Chafei, in source number 1, Shluchei mitzvah peturim min ha-sukkah. A shliach mitzvah is pater from sukkah. There are many peturim. Baruch Hashem, we live in a day where we're very machmir on ourselves. Wherever we are, we try not to go anywhere without a sukkah. We'll go to this trip and that trip. We take pop-up sukkahs. We take everything we have. May ikar hadin, if one is traveling and one has the heter to travel, then one might not eat a sukkah. But Baruch Hashem, we're very machmer in our day in this area, and we try not to eat any type of mizonos outside the sukkah. So the source of that is the following. Shluchei mitzvah peturim min ha-sukkah, says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, minani mili, how do I know this? And this is a general principle. How do I know this is a general principle in mitzvos? That I've been involved in one mitzvah. I'm going to do one mitzvah. I am patur from fulfilling the other mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk we say twice a day, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, prad la'oseik b'mitzvah. When you're sitting in your house, that's when you can have to say Kriya Shema. Sitting in your house, you're just acting for yourself, excluding oseik b'mitzvah. If I'm involved in something for Hashem, then other mitzvahs I don't have to worry about. V'lech l'cha v'aderech prad l'chasen. That's the Gemara. That is not the topic for today's shiur, but that is a very important principle throughout Shas. Osek b'mitzvah patur b'nei mitzvah. Comes up in Maseches Brachos and Maseches Sukkah and Maseches Baba Kama and elsewhere. The topic though that we're going to discuss specifically is how this principle applies to Talmud Torah. I'm sitting and learning. Osek b'mitzvah patur b'nei mitzvah. Do I have to get up and do other mitzvahs? We're sitting and learning. Let's skip mincha today. We're sitting and learning. I'm not going to shake a lulav today. We obviously know that's not true. And the question is, what are the parameters? Why yes or why not? It applies to every other mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah, patur b'nei mitzvah. So why is it that if I am busy learning, the Gemara seems to say, as we're about to see, that the principle does not apply? Talmud Torah is worse than other mitzvos? We would think the opposite. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So why is it that the principle doesn't seem to apply to Osek b'mitzvah? And then we'll see if there are any exceptions. So the Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan tells us, Ashkechinu de karamu kraya hadadi. Two psukim that seem to contradict each other. Siv, two psukim in Mishlei. One pasuk says Shlomo HaMelech, Paleis magal raglacha, measure and weigh your actions. V'chol derechecha yikonu, weigh them, measure them. Rashi explains, you got to figure out exactly what mitzvah you're involved in. And the other pasuk says, Orachayim pentafales. Don't focus on your actions. Just do it. Don't worry about other mitzvahs. Just focus on what you're doing. So are we supposed to weigh and focus and balance what we're doing versus what we're not doing? Or are we supposed to just go, just do what we're doing? Says the Gemara, Lo kasha, kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos ha'idei acherim, and the end of it is kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos ha'idei acherim. The Gemara seems to lay down the principle that if I am learning and a mitzvah comes up that no one else can do, I must do. Like shaking a lulav. I can't make a shliach to shake a lulav. I can't make a shliach to daven for me. It's called a mitzvah shebegufo. Let's say I'm tired one day. So I tell my roommate, I tell somebody else, I call up, you know, I'm staying in bed today. You know what? Have me in mind. It's not going to work. It doesn't work by certain mitzvah. You have to do it yourself. It's a mitzvah she'efshar la'asos ha'yadei acherim. So the Gemara says that if I am learning and a mitzvah like that comes up, I have to stop learning. To get it, my father asked me to get him a cup of water. Nobody else is there. I have to get up, stop learning, and get him a cup of water. It's a mitzvah she'ef shalah sosaydei acherim. If it's a mitzvah that somebody else could do, okay, maybe I can let somebody else do it. So that's the Gemara in Moed Katan. So the Gemara seems pretty clear that if there is a mitzvah that I must do, I have to stop learning. And our first question, the first third of the shiur, is going to be, why is that? Why can't I keep learning? Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And not only do I have to stop for a mitzvah d'oraisa, like kibbutz va'aim, or davening according to the Rambam, or lulav, even for mitzvahs d'rabbanan, I have to stop learning. The Gemara says, Shloshim yom lefnei achag. Gets a couple of weeks, we're ready, Parsha Shkolim, the Shabbos, says the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, that if I am sitting and learning, I have to stop and go hear the Megillah. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. I'm learning Torah. What do you mean, Megillah? Doesn't matter. I have to stop learning. Says the Gemara. Second line in source 4. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Kohanim b'avodasam. Ulevim b'duchanam. V'Yisrael b'amadam. Kulan mivatzlin avodasam. Nebon l'shma mikra Megillah. They have to be mivatel. Interesting that the Gemara calls it a bittel. It's, if I'm learning, I'm doing something else, it's called a bittel to go hear the Megillah? That's bittel Torah? The Gemara calls it that. We don't take it so literally. But that's what the Gemara says. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Gemara continues. Karnim Bavodasam, Ulavim Beduchanam, Bisobam Amadam, everybody doing the Avoda, Kulan Mevatlan Avodasan, Abon Lishmoa, Mikra Megillah, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, Mevne Mikra Megillah. So again, we ask, how could that be? Talmud Torah is the greatest, we just said, the most sublime activity that a human being could be involved in. And the Gemara says, you're learning, stop learning to do every other mitzvah in the world. If I'm doing any other mitzvah, then I have to, and I don't have to stop to do another mitzvah. But if I'm sitting and learning, I have to stop. Two ideas. Well, even before we get to the explanation, the Meiri codifies this in that Gemara, Maseches Moed Katan, source 5. Af al pi sha'amru ha'osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah ein talmid Torah b'chlal zeh. Even though the principle is, if I'm osek in one mitzvah, the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama tells me, I'm picking up somebody's aveda. I'm schlepping it back to my house. There's a mitzvah to find something and guard it. And if an ani at that moment comes and says, you have some stucca, and I'm schlepping this big thing, I can't look in my wallet, I can't find it, I can say, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of something now. I can't right now. I'm in the middle of sitting and doing homework with my child at home. I'm in the middle of anything. And then there's a knock on the door, I think somebody's going to comfort stucca, and I'm in the middle of something. So then, osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And yet, Talmud Torah, you have to stop. Says the Miri, that's an exception. Akshur, Ela Misha haya osek b'Torah, the ira mitzvah liyado, says the Miri, im efshala osa mitzvah idei acherim, if somebody else could do it, fine, then keep learning. Ein lo levatel aleha. The yatashivenu bitl Torah lo tosa meso lachnasas kalo. What about for a wedding? There are 400 people at the wedding. I have to go. 401. I have to go to the wedding. Sha'af heim I efshar ba'achirim baro izeh. Says the Meiri. The chasen and kala want you there, then it's I efshar al yidei achirim. If I have a special relationship with the chasen and the kala, I got an invitation. Then they want me there. And the wedding won't be the same without me. So it is I efshar al yidei achirim. Right? I don't have to be an aide. Right? I have to go. Because I efshar al yidei achirim. Sha'akol tzrichim lehem laharbos b'kavod. Only if it's efshar al yidei achirim, so then one has the allowance not to do it. It continues at the end, second to last line. The Abba Bisha Osik B'mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah Lo Nomar Kein B'Talmud Torah. He says it again. V'Ikara, well, we'll get to the last line a little bit later. So that's the principle. Osik B'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. So the first question is why? Why not? Two opposite explanations from Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, in one of his articles. Source number 6. Ubitchila amarti bazeh, says Rav Asher Weiss. Delo amru de osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, ela kasher hu osek b'maisa nimshach, v'hu tzarech lahafsika ulevatla. You know when osek b'mitzvah comes up? You know when I apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah? I'm doing a mitzvah, and I have to stop and do another one. Then the halacha says, don't stop. Continue what you're doing. You're doing a mitzvah, Hashem doesn't worry about other things. Just do the mitzvah. If you're going to have to stop what you're doing, keep going. But by Talmud Torah, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, you're not stopping. If I'm learning and then I stop, it's not stopping. It looks like you're stopping, but you're not stopping really. You are just not continuing. You haven't stopped in the middle. You're just not continuing. What does that mean? Let's continue. Kedei l'kayei mitzvah acheres upatur lasos kein. Middle of the second line. Avo b'talmud Torah. Deko rega shal talmud Torah. Mitzvah hi bifnei atzma. Every second of learning, based on the words of the Gra, says the Minchas Asher, is a separate mitzvah. That's why the Gra writes in his commentary, in Mishnayis Amaseches Peah, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The Gra says, if I do a mitzvah, I go 2 hours to the hospital, and then I stay there for an hour visiting somebody, and I drive 2 hours back, 5 hours. How many mitzvahs did I do? One mitzvah. If I learn, together we're learning for an hour. How many mitzvahs did we do? Millions! Millions, says the Gra. Every millisecond of Talmud Torah is a separate mitzvah. That's why Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Because every second is another mitzvah. Says Rav Asher Weiss, if that's true, that every second is a separate mitzvah, so when I stop learning, I'm not stopping in the middle of a mitzvah. I'm just not continuing these many mitzvos that I'm doing altogether. That's why Talmud Torah is different. There's no other mitzvah that works like that. Every other mitzvah, there's a tziruf, there's a connection, there's a process of the mitzvah. The time works together, it's all an hour. But by Talmud Torah, its greatness is its weakness, so to speak. It's so great that every second is a separate mitzvah, and we could build up millions of mitzvahs in one shiur. I was telling my talmidim, like 2 minutes left to shiur sometimes, and they start packing up, you know, the knapsacks, they're getting ready. I said, 2 minutes, Olam Haba, in 2 minutes, you know how many mitzvahs you have in 2 minutes? It's unbelievable. 2 minutes, so we're waiting by the elevator. We see the elevator's on 4, and it's going up to 96. And then it's going to come back down. What do I do for 5 minutes? Take out a little mishnayis, take out something. How many mitzvahs we could get in 3 minutes and 4 minutes? Could finish us in that time. So says Rav Asher Weiss, that's why Talmud Torah is different. Im Kain, middle of line 4. The Adif Lakaye Mitzvah Kriyashma, Shechiyuvis, Miyash Lakaye Mitzvah Chadasha Shal Talmud Torah. The Einem Avato Mitzvah Bebrei Chaverta, Ela Shenimna Mi Lakayim Mitzvah Chadasha Shal Talmud Torah, Misha Mitzvah Kriyashma. That's shot number one. Why is Talmud Torah different? Why do I have to stop learning? Because I'm not really stopping learning. I'm just not continuing learning because every second is a separate mitzvah. That is idea number one. But then, Kedarko Bakodesh, he says, maybe I don't like this pshat. He says, intellectual honesty, you're right, every second is a separate mitzvah. Look, we're learning together. What? Another mitzvah. There's still a connection between 5 seconds ago and 3 seconds from now. Even though it's a separate, conceptually you could say, Talmud Torah is amazing compared to other mitzvahs. You get so many mitzvahs. But to say that every second is not connected to the previous, that's very unusual. Says the Rav Asher Weiss, continuing, new paragraph. Ach be'emes, yish lidchos mahalach zev ez be'remenam. Even though I suggested it, but I find it very difficult. The pashut, the hamafsik b'emsa limudo, havi kamafsik b'maisa mitzvah. If I stop learning in the middle, that's not called bittul. We say it's bittul Torah. That's not called stopping. Of course it's called stopping. Okay, in a hashkafic level, every second is a separate mitzvah. But to say that it's not considered stopping in the middle of a mitzvah, it's very difficult to suggest that. To afim naniach, even if we suggest like the Gra says it on the Mishnah, on the what we say every morning, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Even though that's true, Mikol Makom Yesh Hemshich Gam B'Limud, there's a continuation in the learning. Tahalo Mitzvahu Bivishinantem Shiyudivrei Torah Mechudadim Eficha, where we have to learn until it's sharp in our mouths. So we can only do that if we continue. There's a continuum in a shir. Even though on some level, one might say there's a hafsik between each of the mitzvos. So, though that's a beautiful, nice idea that we can take with us and learn that every second is a separate mitzvah, there must be a different pshat. Again, to why the principle of osek v'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. See, as a second suggestion, which is basically just the opposite of his first. In the next paragraph, in the source number 7. Amnam be'emes nirabaze iker. Let me explain. Tekivam be'mitzvahs Talmud Torah, mitzvahs temidasi ve'ein lo shir v'zman mesuyam. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah has no boundaries. How much do we have to learn? We spoke about this a couple years ago in a Kol Yom Rishon. So how much do we have to learn? So we quoted then, every free second of our life. When we're eating, when we're sleeping, when we're involved in parna. Every free second of our life. That's how the Stipler quotes it. Okay, I don't have any free time. Right, so we have to be honest with ourselves. The famous person who came to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi, I only have 5 minutes a day. What should I learn? Should I learn Musar? Should I learn Halacha? Should I learn Gemara? He says, learn Musar, because then you'll see you have more than 5 minutes a day. Right, so that's, we have to be honest with ourselves. That what is our free time? So, but we have to learn every free moment of our life. So says Rav Asher Weiss, if we have to learn every free moment of our life, and we would apply the principle of Osek B'mitzvah to Talmud Torah, then we never do any other mitzvah. It has to be built into the system, says Rav Asher Weiss, that Osek B'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Because if it did, then forget all other 612. It just wouldn't make sense, says Rav Asher Weiss on the bottom. Since the Torah has no boundaries and we have to learn every free second, Ela mitzvasa b'chol eisu b'chol shah, last line, e efshar shetitche v'tiftar es kol ha-mitzvos. It's impossible that we'll push off the other mitzvos. T'halo ramach mitzvos nas asei, nas olano kodesh baruch hu, masai v'kaimam im yasuk b'torah. We have 248 mitzvos asei. When are we going to do the other 247 if we're learning? B'chol shah k'mitzvasa v'chivato mikol mitzvos ha-torah la'olam. It's impossible, and again, we're not on the level from the days of the Mishnah of Shirma Yachai Tarasu Umnaso. It's a different category, not for now. But says the Rav Asher Weiss on the top line, V'alkein, de mitzvah shi temidis, ketalmid Torah, eina poteris mena mitzvah. Can't be. It can't be that learning poters are the mitzvahs. V'ein zeh doma l'matzav mikri. It's not like something that comes up. I'm involved in a mitzvah, it came up, so I can't do something else. Shebo asuk b'mitzvah, b'shoshim ischai b'mitzvah acheres. That's where I'm doing sukkah today. Or I'm doing something else, I'm punching from sukkah. That's where you can have the principle of osik b'mitzvah. Third line, avos b'mitzvah shizmanat tadir ketal matorah, pashut akavanas ha-torah sheikamu b'shoshim mitzuveh. It can't be that it has a patur. Just to give a mashal, we know there are six mitzvahs t'midios. Right, the first bir halacha in Arachayim quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. There are six mitzvahs that we have to do every second of our life. Believing in Hashem, loving Hashem, Yichud Hashem, believing that Hashem is unique, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, V'lo Sassur Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Neichem. The six mitzvahs to me Dios. So says the, there's a radio show now, Baruch Hashem, we live in Eretz Yisrael, so there's a, one of the radio shows says, always ask questions and answers. Puts out the questions, like lumdish questions. So sometimes there will be a child that calls up and says, I don't know the answer, but I know there's six mitzvahs to me Dios. And he always says that, he's, okay, I can't, I have to give you a gift for that. I'll send out a CD, but he always, so the six mitzvahs to me Dios. So, okay, good, you get some credit. But what, because I'm being Mekayim those mitzvahs, I don't have to do any other mitzvahs? Of course that can't be. If there's a mitzvah that applies all the time, it can't be that that pushes off the other mitzvahs. I mean, Mekayim Avos Hashem now. Okay, I don't have to do the other mitzvahs. Of course not. So too, as a mashal with Talmud Torah, if it's something that applies always, it can't be that the other mitzvahs are pushed off. It must be part of the system that Talmud Torah does not apply to the principle of Osik B'mitzvah. So that is all part one. Principle of Osik B'mitzvah, Talmud Torah, why not? Either because every second is a separate mitzvah, and therefore stopping is just not doing new, not stopping in the middle, or number two, the opposite, because it's every second of our life, it must be that we have to stop in order to do the other mitzvahs. The rest of this year, though, is going to be dedicated to one shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam seems to reject this idea. And the Rambam seems to apply the principle of Osek B'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. And that's the Rambam in source number 8. Says the Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, Ha'ish mitzuvah pir yiviriv yavalo ha'isha. A man is commanded on Puravu and not a woman. Based on Sukkim, we know Puravu. And when do you have to be, what age? The Rambam goes into 17, 20. Again, another shir. V'him aya asuk b'torah, middle of the second line, v'tarad ba. Let's say I'm in the middle of learning, I'm asuk b'torah, and I'm tarred in it, v'haya misyare milisa isha, k'desha lo yitrach b'mizonos. I take my responsibility seriously. I know what it says in the Ksuba. In the Ksuba it says I got to support my wife. Right? So I know if I get married and I can't support my wife, so I'm not fulfilling my responsibilities. So I say, I have to learn now, because if I get married, I won't be able to learn properly. V'yavatel min haTorah, says the Rambam, harei zeh, mutter l'hisacher, you can push off getting married, and the mitzvah peruvu, right? The Rambam says there are two mitzvahs there. Marriage, according to the Rambam, is one mitzvah. Peruvu is another mitzvah. Even if you say marriage isn't a mitzvah, peruvu is for sure a mitzvah. So the Rambam says you can push it off. Why? Why can you push it off? Sheha'osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. He quotes the principle by this context, and look what he adds. V'kosher kein b'talmud Torah. Not only does he quote it, he says it surely applies to Talmud Torah. You're learning. There's nothing greater than that. There's nothing more sublime nor amazing. You don't have to get married. Don't worry. So all the Mefarshim, throughout the ages, what's the Rambam I'm talking about? We just spent 15 minutes discussing why the Gemara and Moed Katan and the Meiri says explicitly that the principle of Osek B'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah for opposite, different pshatim. And all of a sudden, it comes to Rambam and says it does apply. Not only does it apply, it kosher can applies. Surely, there's no other mitzvah that's more appropriate to apply this principle to than Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. Question. And it's fascinating that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Maran, who always quotes the Rambam, or the big three we've shown him, Rambam, Rush, Rif, whenever there's a machlokes, even sometimes 2-1 against the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch will still quote the Rambam. He's so kafuf, even though he'll write in the Beis Yosef, 10 questions on the Rambam. I don't know why the Rambam says this. I can't understand it. He'll say, I don't know, but he'll still quote the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch many times. Here, he quotes the Rambam, but he leaves off the last phrase. He leaves it off. See, he quotes the exact words of the Rambam. In Eben Ezer, in Source 9, he says, Mutil Hisacher, you could be Mevatel, but he does not quote that last phrase. Why? I'll quote the Rambam, I don't know why. I don't understand the reason. So what's the pshat of the Rambam? They say Reb Chaim, when he used to ask different questions to the Dayan and Brisk and others, he used to say, just send me the answer, don't give me the reason. Because if you give me the reason, I'll probably ask kashas on it and not agree and this and that. Just give me the psak. Don't tell me why you paskin that way. Just give me the psak. That's all. So here he's, I'll take the psak of the Rambam. I'm not writing the reason. So the question is, what exactly is meant by the Rambam? And it's even more difficult, because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara quotes that Oseg B'Mitzvah doesn't apply. Look what he says. Hayah Lefanav, Source 10 in the second Halacha Dawud. Hayah Lefanav Asiyas Mitzvah V'Talmud Torah. Im Afshar L'Mitzvah L'Asos L'Deya Chere Mo Yafsek Talmudo. If somebody else could do it, don't stop learning. V'im Lav Yasa HaMitzvah V'Yafsek L'Talmudo. And if somebody else could do it, if nobody else could do it, you have to stop and go do the mitzvah. So he does say, like the Gemara, that you have to stop learning. So what does he mean in Hilchos Ishus? So what we're going to discuss now are four approaches. That's the shir. That's the crux of today. What does the Rambam mean? And again, between the parashiyos of Kabbalah Satorah, this is one of the ways that we appreciate and show our appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Kabbalah Satorah, analyzing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the sheet of the Rambam. How does he apply Oseg B'Mitzvah to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So four ideas. Idea number one. That's the suggestion of the Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik in source number 11 in the first Shuv in Eben Ezer. The star pupil of the Chassam Sofer, the Maharam Shik. U'be'emes tam zeh kasha li'olav. Says the Maharam Shik, I don't know what the Rama means. V'chi Oseg B'Torah yepater mikol mitzvos amuras B'Torah. You're going to tell me you don't have to do any mitzvahs when you are learning? So he says in the middle of the second line, V'yakarchach sorach lomar, says the Maharam Shik, it must be unique to the mitzvah of Puruvu. Me'ikar hadin, Talmud Torah, you have to stop learning. There's only one mitzvah that can be pushed off for Talmud Torah. V'yakain sorach lomar, de Puruvu mikri efshar lehiskayim. Puruvu is called, it's possible to be fulfilled by others, says the Maharam Shik. De Iker Hatam, because the main reason of Puruvu is why? Lamalei Uliashev Ha'olam, to fill and populate the world. Vizehim Tek Benaza, and this is what Benaza says in Yevamis, everybody else can have kids, I can't, I'm busy learning. So we don't usually assume Benaza is normative behavior. But, says the Maharam Shik, maybe that's why the Rambam says what he says. Puruvu is a mitzvah, she'efshar la'asos l'idei acherim. It's all about populating the world. So I won't have kids. Let somebody else have kids. I'm busy learning. I'm in the base medrash. This is the suggestion. Rov Achronim assume, though, they have difficulty understanding the suggestion of the Maharam Shik. Puruvu is a mitzvah, she'efshar la'asos l'idei acherim. Right? That's a big chiddush. Rachman al-Islam, we have many people out there. You know, okay, I'll have this, maybe I'll push off the mitzvah, right? Not have as many kids as we should have. Efshar la'asos l'idei acherim, he seems to be blurring the lines between Puruvu and another concept. And this is what Rav Yosef Engel writes in source number 12 in Asvin Daraisa, one of the great achronim, the turn of the 20th century, 110 years ago or so. Says Rav Yosef Engel, there's a big difference between the mitzvah of Puruvu and the mitzvah of Lasheves. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa, a puruvu, for every man to have a boy and a girl. What we paskin according to Beis Hillel. There's a mitzvah d'rabbanan called, based on the pasuk, lo sohu bara lasheves yitzara. The world was not populated to be desolate. To populate, it was created. Lasheves. And that's the rabbinic mitzvah, to have as many kids as you can, even after boy and a girl, as many mitzvahs responsibly that could be raised b'derech haTorah, that parents could handle. You know, every situation is different. But that's the mitzvah of populating the world. The mitzvah of the Rabbanan of Lasheves is have more kids, populating the world. Puruvu? I can let somebody else do that? I'm busy. No, we don't have that. We don't have that hashkafa. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There are action mitzvahs, there are result mitzvahs. Pruvu is a result, is an action mitzvah. You have to have the children. Lasheves is result oriented. And then, okay, you know, somebody else can achieve the result. I'm not going to go through it in source 12 to save time. But that's, he says, how could the Maharam, he doesn't relate to the Maharam Shik, but if we use this distinction between Pruvu and Lasheves, says the Asvin Daraisis, the other Achronim, this is a very difficult suggestion to accept. That Puravu is a mitzvah she'efshir la'asos al yidei acherim. But that is suggestion number one, with its chiddush element. Suggestion number two. And that is stated by a number of Achronim. I gave it to you from the Aruch HaShulchan, the source 13. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mihu, beginning of the paragraph. Misha yodea ba'atzmo, shem yisa isha lo yelav sharis lo motara, shiitzarech lichoch b'mezonos v'ishto, he quotes the Rambam, if somebody stops learning, so then they're going to have to support a family, eino chayav lisa isha, he doesn't have to get married, sh'osik b'mitzvah patar min ha-mitzvah. And here we go. V'yaf agav, t'osik b'mtorah, ein lo liftar atzmo b'mitzvos, and even though usually it does not apply, again, he's coming up with a new kimta specifically for one case. Mikol makom, mitzvahs puravu. Puravu is different, but not in the same way the Maharam Shik said. It's unique in a different way. Duhu zachar v'nekeva, yesh lo adayin zman l'kayem. V'havi k'mitzvah she'ena overes. It's a mitzvah she'ena overes. I'll do it in 2 years. I'll do it in 5 years. Again, chas v'shalom, nobody should take any halacha l'maisa, anybody here or listening to it, about any type of heterim for birth control, that's one has to ask a shiloh. We're not posculating based on the Zarach HaShulchan. But, let's at least use it for the conception, says the, no play on words, right? So that the conceptual analysis, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that because puravu is a mitzvah, that can be pushed off a little bit, to mitzvahs Talmud Torah, doche osa. That's why it can be pushed off. It's a mitzvah. You can't shake a lulav in an hour from now. Or it might be past the time. Puravu, you can push off a couple years. That's why Osik B'mitzvah applies. Osik B'mitzvah batam in a mitzvah, koshik B'tam Torah, because Puravu is a mitzvah she'ena overis. It's not a mitzvah that's passing that I'm going to miss out. That's the suggestion of the Aruch HaShulchan. But again, this is very mechudash, this suggestion. And this suggestion is rejected by the Netziv. The Netziv and his Shuvas, the Meshav Davar, the Netziv quotes this suggestion and says, I reject it, we'll see why in a second, and he does not answer the question. I'd rather reject this and leave with a kasha. I don't know what the Rambam means. Says the Netziv, why isn't this a good suggestion? He quotes this, obviously the Netziv was before the Aruch HaShulchan, but he quotes this suggestion from earlier Achronim, and then the middle of line 3, where it's underlined, Lo kein yididi sovel lashon ha'osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. I'm sorry, my beloved one. He's talking to the questioner. The language of osik b'mitzvah is very difficult to understand based on your suggestion. Because that principle of osik b'mitzvah, which the Rambam quotes, always applies by any mitzvah. If I apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah, then the halacha allows me to push off a mitzvah even if I will never do that other mitzvah. That's what the principle means. El shepatur afilu shelo yaseh mitzvah acheres legamrei. Right, what did we start? Shluchei mitzvah patam in a sukkah. I'm going to eat outside of a sukkah right now. Osek b'mitzvah never makes any distinctions between mitzvah overes and mitzvah she'ino overes. The chiddush of osek b'mitzvah is I could do mitzvah A and not do mitzvah B, even though I will never do mitzvah B. That's what the principle means. The Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting, you know why you can do mitzvah A? Because mitzvah B you can do in an hour. That's not the principle of Osek B'mitzvah. The principle of Osek B'mitzvah applies blanket. Do your mitzvah now. Don't worry about anything else. Right, that's it. You don't have to... Right, my sister's case. She's home babysitting for me. So she doesn't have an ilah. She's busy. Right, so that can't be the suggestion of the Rambam. He quotes the principle of Osek B'mitzvah. And therefore, there should be no distinctions. Continues the Netziv. V'yim Kain, the end of the line. Heich laman rabbeinu zeh hadin mehada Osek B'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. The kol shekein b'tam ha-Torah. Hare de'eino kol shekein. It's not a kol shekein. It's not the regular principle. The Talmud Torah, ha'afi de mitzvahs, I say yikara mikala mitzvahs, even though it's a very beautiful, precious mitzvah, mikol makom, ein ba koach ba osik ba lifter min a mitzvah. You can't say it. It's not powerful enough to say that you're going to push off other mitzvahs. Skip a few words. Alkein odeni navoch b'havanas divrei Rambam. I'm still confused with what the Rambam means. Asher b'chol makom heima mi'irim. In all places they light up my eyes. V'Hashem yarad li b'agibarim l'havinu l'askil. Hopefully one day Hashem will help me understand it. But that is, the Netziv does not accept that answer either. So we have the Maharam Shik who says maybe Purubu is different because it's a mitzvah she'ef shalasos ayde achayrim. We knock that out. Number two, we have the Aruch HaShulchan suggestion, and that is maybe you could do it a little bit later. It's not a mitzvah of Eres. And then it's if they're not like that suggestion. So we have two more suggestions. The first is from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. First, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, source 15. And it's also later suggested by the Minchas Asher, again, based on two words in the Rambam that are meduyak, that pushes this suggestion into his language. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, when do we, say it outside first, when do we apply the principle of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah? And when do we say, usually, that Talmud Torah does not apply, that those two don't mix? If I'm learning, and a mitzvah comes up, I have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. You know when I say that? If after I do that mitzvah, I can immediately come back to my learning and continue where I was. That's when I say, I have to stop learning and go do the mitzvah. Because after all, you have to do mitzvahs in life. And then after you do the mitzvah, go back to your learning. But says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if I stop learning and the other mitzvah is going to affect me in a certain way, then I will never have the opportunity to do the qualitative learning that I'm doing now, then I don't have to stop to do that mitzvah. Only if the mitzvah is not going to negatively impact my learning do I say the principle I have to stop and osik b'mitzvah, and osik b'mitzvah does not apply. Let's see his words and then we'll explain it more. Third line right in the middle, by the dot. Shem yisa isha tchila, specifically here, what does the Rambam say? If you're osik in Torah, and you're worried that if you get married, you have a lot more on your mind, and therefore you won't be able to have the type of learning that you had earlier when one was single, yurechayim b'tzavaro, I'll have a load on my neck. Tirdas panas ishtu abanav, I'll have other responsibilities. V'lo yuchal asok b'torah karoi, and I won't be able to learn properly, kol kach luma v'lizkar, kol halachos b'tam mehen, I won't be able to remember everything. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says elsewhere in Nechos Talmud Torah, every single Jew has an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what he says. What does that mean? Got to ask the poskim for that. But it's Kol HaTorah Kula. We all have a responsibility to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if I am learning and I go shake a lulav and I come back, wonderful, go shake a lulav. If I'm learning and I go daven, fine, go daven and come back. That's what we usually apply. Stop learning. But in this specific case, it's going to affect my learning eternally. Shem Piri's talking mitzvahs, mitzvahs v'ikr, lachain, line 5, nidcheis mipnei li mudzeh, mitzvah rabbi shalperi v'rivya, afshi gedola mikol ha-mitzvos. So when Talmud Torah and Puravu come into clash with each other, it's not specifically about Puravu, but the category, the rule is, if there's any mitzvah that's going to affect my learning, I'll never be able to have this situation again. Again, that's what eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that from us. We're supposed to build a family. We're supposed to be Osek Matorah, Kovei Itam Matorah, even with a family. It's exactly what the purpose of life is. But at least in a certain time in my life, when it's supposed to be dedicated to Talmud Torah, so then, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's why the Rambam applies it here. And that's also suggested by the Minchas Asher, in Source 16, from Rav Asher Weiss. He quotes the Rambam and the whole background, and they go to the last line. You will forever be affected. Turning over. So he won't be able to have that level. Skip a few words. You have to do that. And now he says, everybody turn back for a moment to the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah, back in source number 10. The Rambam did quote that if one is learning, they have to stop and go do the other mitzvah. But now let's be medayik in the language of the Rambam in Halacha Dalet. Somebody has a mitzvah and Talmud Torah. If the mitzvah can be done by others, then don't stop learning. But if you have to do it, then yaseh hamitzvah and go back to your learning. What are those two words it's doing there? What are those two words adding? Do the mitzvah, period. Do the mitzvah, then go back to your learning. Says Rav Asher Weiss, because that's a t'nai. That's a condition in the allowance of going to do the mitzvah. Go do the mitzvah if it will allow you to be yachzor l'talmudo. We won't be able to be yachzor l'talmudo. So then you're not allowed to do the mitzvah in the first place. So that is a third idea why the Rambam says what he says. And a fourth and final approach in the shita of the Rambam, based on the words of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Ask a couple of new questions, though, first, before we come to an answer to wrap it all up. That Mishnah that we saw before in Sukkah, Shluchei Mitzvah are Peturim Min HaSukkah. Shluchei Mitzvah. Rashi there in Sukkah, you have it in Source 17, what mitzvahs are they doing? Shluchei Mitzvah are Peturim Min HaSukkah. So, what mitzvahs are Peturim Min HaSukkah, says Rashi, Source 17, Shluchei Mitzvah, Holchei B'derech Mitzvah. Kigon lilmod Torah. If I'm on my way to go learn Torah, I'm going to a shir, ulahakbil pnei rabo, or I'm going to meet my rabbi, v'lifto shvuyim. What was the first example Rashi gave? Lilmod Torah. If I'm on my way to go learn Torah, I'm pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. Let's think about that for a minute. I'm on my way to go learn Torah, I don't have to sit in a sukkah. What about when I'm actually learning? Then I have to go sit in a sukkah. So going to do the learning, I'm potter. But once I'm learning, I got to stop learning and then go do the mitzvah. That's somewhat ironic, right? When you go to do, I'm driving to the shir, I can eat a sandwich in the car. But once I'm in the shir and I get hungry, I got to go find the sukkah. How does that work? The Rashi specifically gives that example. Holeich lilmo Torah. Unbelievable. 245 other examples Rashi could have given. And he gives lilmo Torah. Question one. Another question. We'll skip the Ron for now. Source 19. There's a tshuva of the Maharak Arzarua, Reb Chaim Arzarua, the son of the Arzarua, Reb Yitzchak mi Vienna. He quotes something there that is not halacha l'maisa. Make it clear. Not halacha l'maisa. But it's for the base medrash. He quotes an idea, ukefizeh, bachurim haholchim lilmo Torah. Bachurs, young men, who are sitting and learning in yeshiva, they will have different rules in terms of osik b'mitzvah and Talmud Torah. Peturim mikol ha-mitzvos, kolzman shei b'beis rabam. Bachurim in yeshiva, they have more flexibility in terms of pushing off other mitzvahs. They're busy learning, they don't have to do other mitzvahs. You and me, we're out of yeshiva, we're sitting and we're living our lives. We're learning, we have to stop and go do the other mitzvahs. But the Bachrim in yeshiva, says their Maharakar Zeruah, they don't have to do other mitzvahs. Karev Chista, Varaba Barahuna, Shei Peturim, Kozman, Shlo Shamu HaDrasha. They're Pater, as long as they didn't hear, if they didn't hear the Drasha, they're on there, they're learning. Why should that be? Different people have different standards? Everybody has the same standard. Everybody has the same chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Just as an aside, somebody asked me last week this question, but in the posthumous volume of the Igros Moshe, Reb Moshe was asked by a Ben HaYeshiva, I sit and learn in yeshiva all day, I'm learning Sosa and Nesivis, I'm learning, do I have to do Parshas HaShavua? Ma'aver Sedra. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. I'm sitting and learning deep stuff every day. Do I have to do the Parsha? So Reb Moshe answers him, of course you do. So before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, Rashi Ala Torah, it's beneath me. No, Chas V'Shalom. So Rav Moshe answered, every single person has to do Chumash and Rashi. It's not beneath. Everybody has the same chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So back to here, everybody has the same chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So why should there be differences depending on what stage of life I'm at? If I'm a bachur in yeshiva, then I could keep learning and not do other mitzvahs. While if I'm out of yeshiva, then I have to stop and do other mitzvahs. So what does Rashi mean? If I'm going to learn, then I'm pater, but if I'm actually learning, I'm going to be chayiv. And how do we explain this? So let's give the answer, and then maybe we'll wrap up with another aspect. Says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, source number 20. V'hanira bazeh. Says Rav Aaron as follows. Osek b'mitzvah pater b'na mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. The Rambam suggests Rav Aaron is against the pashtus of the Gemara in Moed Katan, is against explicitly what we saw in the Meiri. The Meiri at the beginning of this year said, what, if you remember, Osek b'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Suggests Rav Aaron. The Rambam argues, really, Osek b'mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. And if I'm learning, I don't have to stop. So why, Lamaisa, do I have to stop for doing most mitzvos? Because, says Rav Aaron, my learning has to be defined in a certain way. If I'm doing Talmud Torah, then I don't have to do other mitzvahs. But it has to be Talmud Torah. What's Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is defined as Lilmod Amanas Lasos. That's how Talmud Torah is defined halachically. Lilmod, learning Amanas Lasos in order to know what to do. So therefore, says Rav Aaron, by 99% of mitzvos, if I'm learning and I don't get up to shake a lulav, that's a pgam. That ruins my learning. Because my learning has to be defined as lomana amanas lasos. And if I don't get up to do the asiya, so then my learning is affected and tainted, and then I'm not learning. But once in a while, there might be a mitzvah that not getting up to do does not negatively impact my learning. It does not reflect negatively on my learning. It doesn't ruin the definition of Lomana Manas Lasos. And if that's the case, then you keep learning. Let's see Rav Aaron. Banir bazed the ish latziya delokadas ha-me'iri. Against the Miri. She'ekroni din osik b'mitzvah padam ha-mitzvah nomar af b'yachas l'tama Torah. It does apply to Tama Torah. Ela she'kedesha ha-Torah ha-nilmedes tiftar hi'chayevis l'aseis ofi misuyam. In order for the Torah to have the koach to exempt other mitzvahs, it has to be defined in a certain way. What's that? V'hu she'tihye amanas lasos. And therefore, by almost all mitzvos, if I don't stop what I'm doing, so then my Torah is not defined properly, and therefore, I have to stop. But, for example, bachrim in yeshiva learning, so maybe there are differences in different stages of life. If there's a certain stage of life where I must be more dedicated to Talmud Torah in order to form the foundation for the commitment to Torah in my life, then I could have, it won't reflect negatively. Okay, he's in yeshiva now. He's learning now. There's more flexibility. Or ironically, if I'm in the middle of learning, I got to stop and go do the mitzvah. But if I'm on my way to learn, then if I don't stop, I'm not learning now. So it's not defined as a lima chalamanas lasos. Only if I'm actually learning and I don't stop, so that reflects on my limud, hey, get up and do it. But if I'm not actually learning, so then maybe, ironically, it'll have more flexibility. Says Rav Aaron, where it's underlined, mikol makom, ein erach zeh kayam el kshamid adam momed mitoch sheifa v'ratzon levatzeyas amispakeish v'nidrash api limudo. It's only if we realize what we're learning for. Umikan shekol shehigia mitzvah liyado be'emsa limudo. If a mitzvah comes to you in the middle of your learning, chayev lafsiko. You have to stop because your learning has to be defined as an amanas lasos. Continuing for a minute in the continuation. Go to 20, source 23 for a second. We'll come back to 22. He quotes the Maharach Har Zeruah, and then in the middle of line 5, Ach Lagabi Talmud, Shu Adayin, Bishlavei Hitpatchut V'Hitatzvut, he's still growing, Nitan Lahafri Ben Advekim, Belarosa Kolomed Hayom, Amanas L'Kayim L'Machar. He doesn't stop now, because at this stage of his life, the learning is taking more of a center stage, and therefore, he cannot stop. And that is why, finally, getting back to the Rambam, if I don't get married for a year or two, because I'm learning, it's not like the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's a mitzvah she'eino averes, and do it later. No, fundamentally, because if I don't stop now, because I'm guarding my Talmud Torah itself, I want it to be limud amas lasos, not stopping now, it's not an infringement. It doesn't step on the definition of my learning. It's still called amas lasos, I just have a greater goal in mind right now. And finally, one more source that connects to this, and then we'll wrap up. Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos quotes, at least according to one opinion, in source 22, he quotes a Yerushalmi that says, where it's underlined, Zeh shinun v'zeh shinun, yavo shinun v'yitcha shinun. What does that mean? Klomar, ein ladamo zeh lazeh, shadvarim sheish bohem maisa, eina nidachen mipnei halimud. Maybe there's a difference, suggests Rabbeinu Yonah, a difference between mitzvahs that have an action and mitzvahs that are pure dibur. A mitzvah that has an action, suggests Rabbeinu Yonah, without explaining why, a mitzvah with an action you have to stop. So stop learning and do it. But a mitzvah that's just dibur, Sfiras HaOmer, others, mitzvah that have dibur, you don't have to stop. What should be the difference? They're both mitzvahs. So according to Rav Aaron, it's Hafla Vafela. According to Rav Aaron, my limud has to be defined as amanas lasos. So if I don't stop to do the other act, that undermines my definition of limud amanas lasos. If I don't stop to do another mitzvah of dibur, that doesn't impinge on the definition, and therefore I wouldn't have to stop doing what I'm doing. So just to summarize what we discussed, and just to end, started off discussing osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Simple interpretation does not apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Meiri writes that explicitly in Moikat and Daf Tes. Why not? We gave two possible suggestions. Either because Talmud Torah is a separate mitzvah every single second, billions of mitzvahs, if we sit in shiur for an hour together. So therefore, every time you stop, you're not stopping, you're just not doing more. So that's why you're allowed to stop by Talmud Torah. Or the opposite, that Talmud Torah, it's so all-encompassing that if I don't stop, I'll never do any other mitzvah. So of course you have to stop, part one. Part two, then, we said, what about the Rambam? The Rambam seems to say that Osik B'mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah, not only applies, but Kol Shekein B'Talmud Torah, in terms of pushing off getting married. So we had four possibilities in the Mefarshim. Either the Maharam Shik says, Puravu is a mitzvah, She'efshar Lasos Ayidei Acherim, to be done by others, which we said is very Mechudash, he seems to be blurring the lines between Puravu, Daraisa, and Lasheves, Rabbanan. Number two, the Aruch HaShulchan, that it is a mitzvah she'ena overes, and that's why Puravu could be pushed off, which the Netziv did not accept, because Osek B'mitzvah does not make any distinctions between which types of mitzvahs it pushes off and which it does not. Number three, we suggested from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe that maybe this is different because here, if I go do the other mitzvah, I will never be able to come back and do the same learning. Like the Rambam says, V'yatzor l'talmudo. And that's why this is a unique context. And finally, the fourth suggestion from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, that it has to be defined as lomod amanas lasos. And therefore, most of the time I have to stop, because it will be undermining to the definition of the limud itself. Just to end off with one final hashkafic thought, and that is, we're talking about our commitment to Talmud Torah. I thought I mentioned in other shiurim, it's always good to chazer this idea every year, Parshas Yisro, Parshas Mishpatim. And that is, we know B'nai Yisrael, after they crossed the Yam Suf, they were traveling in the desert, and they were very thirsty, and they didn't have any water, and it was bitter water, bitter tree, threw it in, and they had wonderful sweet water. The Gemara in Baba Kama darshins that really they weren't thirsty for water, but Ein Mayim Ella Torah, they were thirsty for Torah, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein to have waning every 3 days. Can't go 3 days without Torah. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik asks an unbelievable question on that Gemara. And that is, they were thirsty for Torah. They were so thirsty. They didn't get the Torah yet. They have to Kriyas Yam Suf. What were they thirsty for? There was no Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. What were they thirsty for? Well, they got it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them a couple of mitzvahs. Okay, here, to whet your appetite a little bit. Take Shabbos, Paraduma. What were they thirsty for? They didn't get the Torah yet. Second question, it's asked by many of the Achronim. We're familiar with the Gemara in Maseches Nida and Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says that all of us are taught Torah in utero, Kol HaTorah Kula, the greatest chavrusa that we ever have, and on the way out, Malach has to give us a flick. We forget all the Torah. It's one of the reasons we have a Shalom Zachar, because we want to make him a party. He feels bad. He lost all of his Torah. It's not so bad. It happens to all of us. So make him a little Shalom Zachar. The question is, asked by many, okay, we have to forget it, because we have to earn it. We can't get everything on a silver platter. We have to earn it. So the Malach causes us to forget it. So why teaches us in the first place? So why was it taught to us in the first place if we're supposed to forget it? Don't teach us anything and we'll learn it. Says Rav Aviner, one of his Svarim. I think we're Salvation. Also might write this somewhere else, but I saw it from Rav Aviner, that the purpose of the Limud in utero is to create that eternal connection, that natural connection that every Jew has to Torah. That Pintel Yid, every time we're in a shir, or in a sicha, we hear something, and we hear a chah, the light bulb lights up in our neshama. It's from that connection that the Malach taught us, Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's chazara when we hear it. Because we have that deep down innate connection to Torah that was implanted in us from the Malach. Hashem wants each one of us to have that connection, separate from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but He's creating that connection that every Jew has to Torah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's the thirst of Klal Yisrael. You're right, they didn't get the Torah yet. You're right, they didn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah yet. But they already have this connection, this thirst. They can't live without the Torah. Ain mayim, ain Torah, ain mayim ala Torah. They can't live without water. We can't live without Torah. So, oseg b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. It applies to Talmud Torah. It doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Either way, every Jew always has that connection, that deep innate connection with Talmud Torah. And Bezrat Hashem, it should grow, it should blossom. Hashem, we should be able to share many more discussions of Talmud Torah together. Amen.